This is The Source with Cindy and Daz, looking at all things weird and wacky in the week that's just gone by. Ahead this episode, the $500,000 bet written off this week by the appeal court in Quebec.
Tiffany & Co. have come up with a new gift that is perfect for the person who has everything.
I'll put that down on my list. Two-thirds of women think about someone else while they're getting a little busy with each other.
All that and more on The Source.
The weird and wacky week that was. This is The Source with Cindy and Daz, thanks to Byron Bay Peanut Butter.
This is The Source, thanks to Byron Bay Peanut Butter with Cindy and Daz. Episode 1.
Oh.
Fast how that's come around. Always amazing how the pilot episode always rolls around so quick. Shout out to Byron Bay Peanut Butter. What great product they had there as well. Now, during ISO, you tend to be heading to the fridge and the pantry quite often. I know I am.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I run a groove, really, from my lounge room to my fridge to the pantry and back. It's kind of like it's kind of like a circuit workout.
Yep.
I kind of feel like I'm doing some exercise. Sometimes I might even look down the stairs and think I could almost do that stairs and up and back.
Don't go
with
crazy.
Peanut butter in hand.
Do not go crazy.
But the guys at Byron Bay Peanut Butter, they don't just do peanut butter. They do all the fancy, dancy kind of peanut butters, but they also have a cookbook out at the moment.
Imagine that, cooking with peanut butter just every day of your life. Things could get very, very fun, that's for sure, if you had that cookbook.
You know what peanut butter favourite of mine is?
Mm.
When you put it with banana. And I used to be at home and would have peanut butter at home, and Mum would have a banana there, bananas there, a fruit bowl, and there wouldn't be any bread there. So I would just get the banana out and I would just spread the peanut butter all over the banana.
I've never had it. Never had peanut butter and banana.
Well, after this episode, we're going up to make peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Let's do that.
You need to check them out at byronbaypeanutbutter.com.au. They also do a peanut butter and caramel scented candle. Getting a little hungry right now.
Now you got me. No, I'm obsessed with candles. I love them.
Now, the show is all about catching up on some of the weird and wacky stories that you might have missed through the week. And there's a lot going on at the moment, especially with ISO and quarantine. We're going through some nasty things around the world right now, but people are getting up to some mischief. So we're coming across some of these really weird stories. So that's what the whole idea of our podcast is all about. Now, talking about this Quebec man. Now, he bet big in a best of three game of rock, paper, scissors. He's been saved from his debts by the Quebec Court of Appeal.
Okay.
Let's just try a rock, paper, scissors now. And we know this is not a visual thing.
Yep.
Now, I think you're supposed to almost have your hand, your palm out, and you do it on your palm. But because we're supposed to go like one, but we won't do it that
Let's
way.
Let's not get technical.
Let's go. Now, the last couple of times we've done this in rehearsal,
we
had a couple of scissors. So I'm guaranteeing you we're not going to go scissors
I
now.
I agree.
Okay, let's go.
Yep.
And rock and scissors. So your scissors has just been demolished by my rock. That's another one for me.
Oh, okay.
Now, the gentleman in question is Edmund Mark Hooper. He owed $517,000, was forced to remortgage his home to meet the cost, but the court has now written off his debts.
Okay.
Good one, Quebec Court of Appeal. Now, according to Quebec law, any contract for a bet requires a wager to be based on an activity. What are those things called?
They're rabbit ears.
Rabbit ears. Requiring only skill or bodily exertion on the part of the parties and not simply chance.
Right. Okay.
So the Court of Appeal had to decide whether rock, paper, scissors was a game of luck or a game of skill. I would say it's probably more luck.
Very much.
You can't
just
know. Although I've beaten you up the last five times in a row, so I said there would be a fair bit of skill in that. Justice. I can see your face right now. Justin Chatelain. Ruled that the size of the bet was too excessive, finding the contract was therefore invalid. The Court of Appeal has upheld this decision. $517,000, Mr. Hooper, out the window it goes.
Very interesting.
That's beautiful. It's almost like a love story.
It's almost like a love story. I just want to back up the truck a little bit because
you've always got an opinion.
Couldn't get a word in. But I don't think you've won rock, paper, scissors between us the last five times is what I think
three,
I just heard
five.
You say. So here's the thing.
It's close.
It's okay, so they're saying that you cannot have – I wonder if there was paperwork attached to it. Just popped into my head right now. So imagine writing it down. I wonder if it would have stood up in a court of law if it was actually written up properly.
No, because they would still say it would be based on luck and not skill. But my question would be, how did it get to $517,000? At what point did he think to himself, Mr. Edmund Mark Hooper, who might be listening to the podcast, and hello, Edmund, if you are listening – And apologies, we were on your side. We're glad that it got thrown out. At what point did you think, should you have thought to yourself, like, I'm at like $200 now. This is getting a little bit crazy. But is that it get to 570? Has it just kept rolling on and escalating, perhaps?
I do not know what this looks like. All I know is that they might have been drunk because...
might have been.
And how much money does he actually have? Did he even have that much money? Or is he just
obviously
a moron?
Not. No, he's just run up the debt. So whoever he's playing against must have had an element of skill.
What's the circumstances around this? Because in my head, I'm thinking about those back alleys in New York and places like that where people, you know, they're playing black market games and there's money under people's jackets and all those sort of things. Why are you smirking at me?
I'm not sure whether that's the backstory or not, but he just owed $517,000, all done, all gone. He's walked away a free man.
Did they have an audience? You know, was there people there? Did it get nasty?
It doesn't say. There's no chapter two to this. That's pretty much the end of the story.
It's a stupid story.
What else has been going on? What else did we miss out on last week?
You know, I'm mad for an online shop. Don't mind things at all.
Well, it doesn't sound like you at all.
Add to cart, mm-hmm. Add to cart, except for Tiffany & Co. Because, one, I don't have $500,000. Like, what's his face?
Is that Tiffany, the redheaded singer from the 80s? No. Think We're Alone Now?
No.
Who ended up owning a shoe store?
Did she?
Also posed for Penthouse, I was told.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I can say is that I know that she's a redhead.
Wow.
So I've been told. Wow. Continue on. You've got a story. You've got a podcast.
Well, that's interesting. Your Tiffany aside, I'm talking about Tiffany & Co., the beautiful store.
Just Googling. Yeah.
Right around the world. Yeah, go on. Have a good time. Tiffany & Co. are selling a new paperclip for $2,000. A paperclip. For $2,650. It's on their website at the moment.
Sounds a little underpriced for Tiffany.
$2,650 for a paperclip. The 18-carat gold paperclip comes out of their retirement collection.
Because you're in a position when you come out of retirement to just go and buy yourself a paperclip. Well, you know, everybody needs something. Like, you are very difficult to buy for.
Yeah.
If it was $26.50, I would buy you a paperclip.
Just buy me some peanut butter. The description goes on to read that this oversized golden paperclip is the perfect whimsical desk.
You need to say it as
accessory. I'm going to repeat that. This oversized golden paperclip is the perfect whimsical desk accessory.
Does it say what size it is?
It says oversized.
Well, I'm sort of thinking it's almost like the palm of your hand. It's a big size, like a paperweight. Then that would look kind of cool.
I don't understand. Okay, a couple of things. We're in an age now of technology where who uses paper? No one.
Well, we're looking across our desk here in our palatial studio, the Sources studio. We've got paper all over the place.
But we don't need a paperclip to hold all the paper. It's just stupid. Do you buy it for Nana? Because do you know what? If I was going to buy this Tiffany paperclip for Nana, I'd get a cheapo knockoff one from down the road somewhere.
Wish.com?
Yeah, somewhere in China, yeah. And because Nana wouldn't even know. And she's probably got a lot of paper to hold it together. $2,650. Who has that spare change down the side of the couch that they're going to throw into a paperclip?
I think Nana would know if a grandson or granddaughter is wandering into Tiffany's. Now, where was the Tiffany's we went to in New York? Was that down in the financial district, yes, around Wall Street somewhere?
Yep.
And we didn't last in there very long.
There was a cat bowl or something that you were looking at one point. Was it a cat bowl or a cat collar?
I think it was a cat bowl.
A bowl.
Like $7,000 or something. I was tempted.
For your cat?
I was very tempted. He's a special cat.
Stupid things.
Anyway. We were marched out of there. I almost felt like we were about to be frog marched out of the place.
No, we weren't marched. We marched ourselves out of there when we realised that we didn't have enough.
We frog marched ourselves out of the place.
$2,650. There was no paperclips there. That I saw anyway. This is new. May as well grab two of them.
What, for earrings?
Yep.
I knew you were going to go there.
Oh, I want earrings. I want Tiffany paperclip earrings.
Sure, put it on the list of things that you will never get from me.
Okay.
There's a whole heap more. This is The Source with Cindy and Daz, thanks to Byron Bay Peanut Butter.
An important message from the Victorian government about coronavirus. To manage the spread of coronavirus, keep 1.5 metres apart from others. If you can stretch your arms out and slowly rotate without touching anyone, you're doing your bit to manage the spread of coronavirus. If you think you may have coronavirus, call the government's hotline on 1800 675 398 or visit coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Victorian government, managing this together.
This is The Source with Cindy and Daz.
welcome back to episode one of The Source, thanks to Byron Bay Peanut Butter.
I'll tell you what I've got here right now is a double choc cookie dough peanut butter limited edition, which I purchased a couple of weeks back from Byron Bay Peanut Butter Company. It is the best. I mean, I could dive into here and swim around in it for a little while and maybe just pitch a tent and just live in this jar.
It kind of looks like you already have.
Maybe it's a little lower than, probably explains why all my clothes are shrinking in isolation.
I'm not going to lie, I did stick a spoon in and so if you hear me a little bit,
we're doing that. That is the best. I'll tell you, want to jump onto byronbaypeanutbutter.com.au because they've got a whole lot of great stuff. Don't just think peanut butter. Think of anything that peanut butter can go with. And some of their socials are just fantastic. Some of the concoctions that people are using peanut butter for, I'm just getting hungrier and my buttons are popping as we're talking about it.
Your what's are popping?
My buttons.
You said, I don't know what you thought. I thought you said then. It's a new type of button.
No, just buttons. Just the ones as...
Your bunions.
My bunions are popping on the front of my shirt, yes, because I have bunions on my shirt. The show, the episode, or the podcast even, is all about stuff that you might have missed through the week, the weird and wacky stuff that you might not have got in the front page of the paper, or you might not be on your news feeds. One of the ones I came across this week was 2/3 of women think about someone else while they're getting it on with their partner, getting jiggy with it, if the cool kids would say.
I need to be very, very careful here. Is it just say women? 2/3 of women.
Well, this is the big headline because there's more women fantasizing than guys. Our researchers have found that people usually fantasize about someone famous while they're having sex with their current partner.
Famous.
The poll. Love myself a good poll.
Do you?
We don't see enough polls these days, I think, unless you go to pole dancing club or something.
Oh.
Not that I would. I've just heard stories.
Have you?
Now, this poll was conducted in the UK by saucydates.com. What? Now, I talk about a reliable source.
Oh, okay.
Saucy Dates. We should actually get Saucy Dates be part of the source. Would
this
make sense.
Is really nice.
They found out that 62% of women and 56% of men, if you don't mind, have confessed to thinking about someone else while they're getting it on with their partners.
Okay.
I like that.
I've got a
getting it on
brain like a goldfish. Can you read those stats to me again?
What difference does it matter? Because 62% of women and 56% of men.
Okay, men are lying. Just saying.
I reckon 62% of women, they're probably 38% lying as well. Now, women say they're unable to get celebs like James Bond star Daniel Craig and Brad Pitt out of their minds and that it turned them on even more.
Mm-mm.
I can't get Brad Pitt out of my mind.
Oh.
Men, on the other hand, revealed they fantasize about doing it with stars like Rihanna, Lady Gaga and Katy Perry if you're 14.
Is Jennifer Aniston in there?
She should be. Not that I condone that sort of stuff.
Right.
But it's not just celebrities that people are fantasizing about. Both men and women revealed that they couldn't get out of their minds the thought of sleeping with their best friends, colleagues, porn stars and even partners of their friends.
Whoa.
Is your mind racing now?
Yes,
partners
it actually
and friends
is.
And
because I'm thinking about who I bump into at the photocopier.
Are you shaping other people up? You're shaping your colleagues' partners up right now thinking, yeah, well.
Well, no, I'm actually thinking about who in the office is looking at so-and-so at the photocopier thinking.
Might be looking at you and thinking your partner.
Surely not.
Well, for women, they also dream about the location as 50% of those asked revealed that they have fantasized about being on a beach or in a hotel room with someone else while doing it with their partner. Only 35% of guys shared they feel the same.
Yeah, because they're stupid and they're lying. Wow.
So we're stupid. Well, that's nice.
I just got a little bit cross, that's all.
Beach.
Why?
Would you be fantasizing with someone else on a beach with all the sand and the bits
thank
and
you.
Pieces?
Thank
really?
You. Good. Thank you. Because I was going to say that was completely inappropriate. But seriously, if you're going to do it on the beach, it's going to get in your bits and stuff.
And it's very hard to get out of your bits.
Is it? Is well, it?
So I'm told.
Oh.
I'd read a lot.
Do you?
There's a lot of stuff. So there you go. I love a good poll. Well done, saucydates.com, because they're a reliable source.
Wow.
What else has been going on?
Oh, Kmart, making headlines.
How did Kmart not get into our podcast episode one?
Kmart has a gadget that's taken Australia by storm. I'm mad for
a
Kmart.
A gadget. I was going to say you're mad for a good gadget.
Oh, I love a gadget. Is that a code for something?
It almost goes back to that story I just read about, doesn't it?
Is that what you call it, your gadget? Well, Kmart have a $29 sausage roll maker that's gone gangbusters.
Sausage roll maker for $29. Not a Tiffany's?
No. We've completely kind of gone backwards in the scale of money now. But Kmart have gone crazy with all sorts of stuff. We all know now that Kmart is your go-to for everything because, seriously, they have the coolest stuff ever. But they've got a $29 sausage roll maker. Everyone's taken it home to make sausage rolls because you really can't muck it up. You throw your mince in, you throw your, what's that stuff called, pastry? Clearly I'm not a cook.
It would be pastry, yeah. Pastry and sausage mince, that's, no, that's about it.
Well, then you just pull the lid down like you would on a sandwich maker and it makes sausage rolls. But there is a woman by the name of Michelle. Now, she's keeping her surname all under wraps because she just doesn't want to be, you know, bombarded with fan mail.
Well, hello to all the Michelles out there.
Michelle listening. Has gone viral on Facebook because she has kind of taken the sausage meat out and put a Mars bar in.
Hello.
Hello.
Now we're talking.
See? How good is this?
They wouldn't call it a sausage roll then.
No, well, it's not. Then it's just a dessert sausage roll.
Okay. Liking it.
So what she does is she puts her pastry in the bottom of the sausage roll maker. Then she throws the Mars bar in and puts some pastry over the top, pulls the lid down, lets it get all hot and steamy.
So we're going back to that other story.
I think we might be. We're back on the beach, aren't we? But I don't know what happens when she takes it out. That's the thing. So I don't have a $29 sausage roll maker from Kmart, so I'm not familiar with how it works when you take it out. Do you put some caster sugar over the top of it maybe?
I think you'd have to.
Something.
A little bit of cream, maybe like, a gob of ice cream.
La, la, la. Now you've got me.
Well, we're going to Paris.
It's gone gangbusters, like I said before on Facebook. There are thousands of people that are going out there to buy the $29 sausage roll maker just to do this. Now, one of them has said on Facebook, it's an absolute game changer. You know that's big news when someone calls it a game changer.
That's a big statement. Big call.
Another person has said, that's evil. I like it.
Why is it evil?
I don't know, because it's so good.
I'll tell you what, if you're grouping all the food concoctions through this ISO stage into evil, everything would be an evil at the moment. Who's sitting there sharing pictures of bowls of salads?
Yeah, that's true.
What's wrong with them?
Yeah, correct.
The more bad stuff, the better.
Another person has said about the $29 sausage roll maker that you can throw a Mars bar in and some pastry. Someone else has said, wow, exactly the right size. Coincidence? I think not.
I should try that.
Kmart has come up with the goods.
I tell you what I'm loving seeing for all the negative stuff with ISO and what's happening with quarantines and lockdowns, how adventurous people are getting.
Yep.
We're trying new things. Mm. We've been quite adventurous ourselves. We're going on virtual dinner dates on a Saturday night. Yep. Where have we been to? We've been to
Paris.
Paris. We've been to Mexico.
Yep.
What did we do last night? Now, this could be a little dated if you are listening from wherever, but we decided to paint.
And
not the furniture.
No, we gave it a good red hot crack, I'll just say that. We had the same portrait or the same photo that we were both painting.
Yep.
And we weren't allowed to see each other's creation until the end. And I will confidently say it was an absolute disaster.
I don't know what picture you were using as your reference because I didn't see what you finished with on the actual picture that I printed out that we were supposed to be copying off. I'd say mine was much better.
You know,
yours is very cartoony.
If we were to hang them in an art gallery, you just don't know.
At the Louvre.
You just don't know who might have actually taken the photos of it and, you know, you don't know. Mine might have been an absolute game changer just like the sausage roll maker.
Oh, it was a game changer. Mm. It was a game changer. And part of the creativity was also watching people that are doing their ISO haircuts.
Oh.
So this afternoon, because I was really in desperate need of a haircut.
Are we going there?
I think we might as well while we're here.
Well, I'm sitting here looking at you and it's not pretty.
And you haven't really been looking at me like you normally would because I entrusted Cindy with a pair of clippers and a shaver and over you went.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And when you start saying, oops, it's so not good. When I can't see it. Oh, dear. When the oh, dear rolled out a few times, I think, I don't particularly want to go and look in the mirror.
Let's go back to yesterday, the day before that, and even the day before that when we were talking about it. And I said to you every single time, in fact, I think I said it to you about 3 seconds before I run the clippers over your hair. I said, I have never done this in my life. Are you sure you're okay with it?
And I was okay with it.
Mm.
Maybe not now.
Are you okay with it now?
I wish I could hit the rewind button.
Well,
it's too late. On that note, I might just throw that spoon back into the Byron Bay peanut butter.
You saved yourself a bucket load of money on a haircut. I'll just say that.
Maybe it's going to cost me a lot more to get it fixed. Coming up very soon, Tom Cruise is about to shoot a new movie in places it has never been done before. This is The Source.
An important message from the Victorian Government about coronavirus. To manage coronavirus and save lives, immediate action is required. This means if you can stay home, you must stay home. Yes, it's a major disruption to your lives, but this disruption today will save the lives of many Victorians tomorrow. If you think you may have coronavirus, call the government's hotline on 1800 675 398 or visit coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Victorian Government, managing this together.
The Source with Cindy and Daz, all the weird and wacky stuff you might have missed this week.
This is The Source with Cindy and Daz, thanks to Byron Bay Peanut Butter, looking at all things weird and wacky in the week that was. We've covered off some beauties in episode one, if you don't mind. But what we alluded to before a little break was Tom Cruise. Now, I like Tom Cruise. I never used to be a major fan of Little Tom.
Oh.
But I like his movie roles and I like the way he plays his movies. He's about to shoot a movie on the ISS. Now, that's not a battleship. That's the International Space Station.
Oh.
NASA, as you like to say it.
I don't confirms say that. I don't say that. I've never said that before. And I just want to pull you up on something and ask you, why did you call him, Little Tom Cruise?
Little.
Why?
Because he's about 4 foot.
Okay.
He's an action star, though. I like Tom Cruise. I like the movies he plays. Now, he's about to shoot this one in space. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine, good morning or good afternoon or good evening, Jim, took to social media this week to confirm the rumour, saying filming would take place on the ISS about 400 kilometres above Earth.
Ooh.
Earth.
Ooh.
The tweets. Do you tweet?
No, you're the tweet that doesn't tweet.
Right, I don't tweet. I don't tweet.
No.
It followed a report that Cruise is working with Tesla and SpaceX entrepreneur Elon Musk. Now, I haven't got time to talk about Elon Musk and his stupid baby name. We might do that in the next episode.
Jeez, that was nasty.
To make what would be the first feature film to be shot in space. The proposed action adventure is in its early stages, Deadline reported last week, US time. Space Voyage is to be the latest in a long line of stunts for Little Tom. He flew fighter jets for the upcoming Top Gun Maverick, hung off the side of a plane as it took off on Mission Impossible Rogue Nation in 2015,
wow,
and climbed the Burj Khalifa skyscraper in Dubai, the tallest building in the world, if you don't mind, for Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. So Tom kind of likes to do his own stunts.
That's ballsy, just saying.
It is a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you kind of, if you've got that money and you're sort of a bit of an action junkie, I think that's what he is, why not go and push the boundaries? And they would be making sure that there's as much safety around his stunts as there possibly could be. It begs the question, what kind of stunts is he going to be doing on the International Space Station?
Yeah, okay. I don't have a lot of interest in Tom. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Or space. Or NASA.
There
you go. You do say it.
I don't say it.
But you know what? If he does muck up and something goes wrong on the ISS, as we say in the biz,
He's done.
See you, Tom.
Yep.
See you, Tom.
Well,
that's what it'll be like.
It'll be a send-off.
When you scream, nobody hears you in space.
This is horrible. Why would he do this?
No other film has ever been thought of being shot in space. But when the money and the capability is there, I mean, how long would it take for him to hop on a plane and all the shooting crew to head up to the ISS? I don't know how long. It's 400 kilometres away.
Zero.
They're like there in a couple of hours.
What do you say goodbye to your wife in the morning? So I'll see you tonight.
Is he still married, Tom?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. I have no clue because I haven't followed him for about like a million since what's her face name? Katie Days. When he jumped on the Oprah's couch and it was just the most embarrassing scene on earth.
Created GIFs all over the world, ongoing.
GIFs.
I think we'll find that I've corrected you on this. There's actually GIF. Might be for another episode as well.
It might be.
So Tom has been a little bit quiet. I mean, he's been doing his Mission Impossible stuff, and I'm looking forward to seeing Top Gun Maverick, which will be obviously the follow-up to the original Top Gun back in the 1980s.
Yeah.
As I say, I don't mind his movies. This will be very interesting to see how all this works. What are the mechanics like of getting an entire film crew up to the ISS? Certainly going to be very quiet.
Well, that's for sure.
No road noise, no trains rolling by.
You won't have any issues with traffic.
No pesky birds chirping in the background. Quiet on the set as well. It's going to be quiet anyway.
I'm bored.
You're not coming to the cinema to watch this with me?
I will not be with you.
Remember the days when we could go to the cinema?
Yeah, I remember that.
It seemed to be forever ago. How are they going to open up cinemas and just let six people in?
Don't know.
That's for another conversation. So looking forward to that. I don't know when the movie's going to come out. It's all been put on hold, like everything is. There's so many big movies that are coming out that have all been put on ice while we're going through this quarantine period. But we'll stand by on that. We'll maybe have an update in future episodes.
I just want to ask you a question, totally off the cuff, not planned for whatsoever.
Not on my run sheet.
Hanksy, Tom Hanks and Radar, are they going to come back to do that Elvis movie? Because I'm super excited about that movie.
Well, they may have shot enough for it to continue on, but I think they'll have to come back. Unless they shot all their parts of it, because he only plays Colonel Tom Parker. He doesn't play Elvis.
So amazing.
Shot enough of Tom when he was here to cover the story.
Who knows? But we don't want Tom Cruise here. We want Hanksy back.
Yeah,
love
Hanksy.
Him.
We love Hanksy.
Yeah, we do. Hey, you know I love a good dog story.
You're all about doggy.
I'm mad for...
all about the doggies.
Wow. That's interesting. I'm mad for my dog, Louis Puggle. You can follow him on Instagram, @LouisPuggle.
We have a lot of listeners now. Hopefully we have some listeners that are unaware of Louis.
Yes.
And our radio listeners know who Louis Puggle is. Yep. So give us a bit of a backdrop on Louis.
Louis is the love of my life. He is the man that I turn to for every single episode of my life, Louis Puggle.
It's a big call.
I love him.
Big statement.
He's just beautiful. Pug Beagle. He's 2 years old. He is just beautiful and he lets me live in his house with him.
Now, there's a connection between Louis and Byron Bay Peanut Butter.
There is.
Because we did get one of the peanut butters for dogs.
Yep.
And has he demolished that yet? Is it gone?
He's mad for it. It's gone.
It's crazy.
He loves it.
Dipping your little snacks in there as well.
Oh,
he loves that, doesn't he?
He does. So I love a good dog story. Mm. So don't be surprised when you hear me talking about dog stories because I absolutely love them. Now, there's the guy called Tyler who's got a dog called Wally. Let's just digest that for a moment.
Okay, Wally.
I love a good dog name. And Wally is up there with some of the best, I think. So Tyler's great. He takes Wally out with him all the time, takes him shopping, but sometimes you can't take Wally into the shop. So Tyler lives in – where does he live? I really struggle pronouncing U.S. states and cities and
– Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. It's a whimsical place, Wisconsin.
What, like the Tiffany's stupid – what's it called?
Paper. Milwaukee, where the Cunninghams lived on Happy Days.
People are going, why can't she say that?
Do you remember that?
What?
Talked about where the Cunninghams lived?
No, I don't want to talk about it. So I want to talk about Tyler and Wally from Wisconsin. Okay. So Tyler goes shopping and leaves the car out the front of the shop. Okay. He's a boxer, by the way, Wally. Yep. Wally the boxer.
Yep.
So he's going to have that little grumpy face.
Attitude.
That he's always got, yeah. So Tyler's gone into the shop and Wally has had enough because Tyler is taking too long. So Wally looks sideways out the window with a foul look on his face and has worked out how to stick his left paw onto the horn, sitting upright, and just leave it there. Can you imagine being inside a shop and all of a sudden you hear your car horn? You would panic. You'd think, oh, God.
You'd rush out, surely.
And it's Wally sitting upright with his left paw dead set center of the horn, pushed all the way down, giving you the filthiest look on earth. That's what's going on. Now, Tyler's 32. Don't know what relevance that has.
None.
But he'd only been in the shop for a couple of minutes, and that's when Wally decided he'd had enough and decided to stick his paw on the Ford pickup truck steering wheel because that's what you have.
Where was he in a hurry to go?
I don't know. I have no idea. But good old Tyler did what every 32-year-old man would do. He got his phone out. This is how he's made the news this week. He's got his phone out and he has filmed it. And it's not until he reaches the window that Wally turns to deliver his unimpressed look and then he shifts his paw off the horn at that point. When he comes back out of the shop. How good is this?
Now, my memory of Louis being in the car is one of he's quite well-behaved. Now, if you're allowed to put him in the front seat, if you allowed him to go and sit in the front seat while you went into Walmart to go and do your shopping.
Well, one, we don't have a Walmart here.
Costco, then.
I don't go to Costco either.
Then moving on, would he have attitude in the front of the car or would he just sit there patiently? What would he do? Would he sit there and honk the horn or would he just chew the handle off the door?
He would chew the handle off the door. Mm. He would bark at everything that went past, including air. He'd look out, there'd be some air and he'd just bark at that. He'd be a little nightmare, which is why I don't take him shopping with me really, unless I'm going to a pet store that allows dogs and then I'll take him with me. But no, I don't think – but I also don't think Louis would be smart enough to stick his paw on the horn and press it.
Not like
– not like Wally.
Wally
the boxer.
son of Tyler from Wisconsin.
Awesome. I love it so much.
They're just some of the stories we've come across this week on The Source with Cindy and Dan. It's been a huge episode one.
Loved it. Loved it, loved it. I'm going shopping for a Tiffany's paperclip. I'm going to say that.
Of course, the episode and the podcast brought to you by Byron Bay Peanut Butter. Best in the business. Check them out at byronbaypeanutbutter.com.au. I guess we'll think about coming back for an episode two.
Oh, will you have me?
Maybe.
Actually, hang on a minute. Will I have you?
Jury's out. Jury's out.
Yep.
Until next time, we'll catch you soon.
See ya.
Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of The Source with Cindy and Daz, thanks to Byron Bay Peanut Butter. For more episodes, head to extrabutter.com.au.